Today I want to look at one of Paul's letters to Timothy, 2 Timothy, in fact, chapter 4, beginning in verse 3, where he makes this prediction, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." You know, in recent years, there's been a lot of talk about a felt needs approach to sharing our faith. And to a large extent, it's a good approach. You'll notice that Jesus always met people exactly where they were and talked about things that concern human beings the most. His sermons included sections that dealt with not worrying about the future or finances, problems that people have dealt with for thousands of years. His sermons also contained plenty of heartwarming illustrations, like the prodigal son, that answered the deep need we have for things like love and acceptance and forgiveness. So, for the most part, the theory is valid. If you can help people see God as the answer to their deepest needs, it can move them towards a relationship with Him. It's pretty simple stuff. But when we talk about felt needs, there's a biblical caution we should pay attention to. Not every felt need is a real need, and feeding what people feel isn't always the right approach. Notice carefully what Paul says in this important passage. He says the time is coming when people will have the wrong feelings altogether. They're going to have itching ears, which, if you think about it, really means they have a felt need. When you itch, you want to scratch. It's a need you think you have, but in this context, it's clearly destructive. Think about it like this. There are some diseases that cause itchy spots on your skin, and doctors will tell you one of the worst things you can do is scratch all the itches. It might feel good in the short term, but in the long run, it's going to make things more painful, or even help spread the problem and make it worse. Scratch the wrong itches in your life, feed the wrong desires, and you end up in a world of hurt. What people perceive as their needs isn't always what they need. If we busy ourselves simply feeding what people want, hoping to get them into a spiritual frame of mind, it's ultimately going to fail. We need to feed people what they need. Not thoughtlessly, not ruthlessly, not brutally, but in genuine, caring love. We've got to remember that sin has a way of warping the gauges on the dashboard so that people aren't getting an accurate read of their own spiritual situation. They might think they need more entertainment, or more soothing messages telling them that nothing is wrong, or they need somebody to endorse a destructive habit or lifestyle. But what people really need is to know Jesus. And of course, if you know Him, you'll also know that there's no better way to live.